Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one comes from Narelle. I wear glasses all the time, so what colour is best to buy for my colouring? My hair is silver and my eyes are blue with fair skin. So good chance you may have some cool colouring there. But when I'm thinking about glasses, I would like to relate it to overall colouring. And there are a bunch of different options and they do also depend on your personality. So you can go for eye colour. So you could find a pair of glasses frames that match your eye colour. That is one option. You can match your hair colour. So you could have a silver frame because you have silver hair. That is another option. A third option would be something that works really well, what we call a signature skin enhancer with your skin colour. So some sort of pink, potentially, depending whatever your skin enhancer is, or a lip enhancer, something in the more red to burgundy sort of range. So these are some very easy ways to choose frames, is to just replicate something that is around your face in the colour of your frames. Really, really simple. Of course, then you can go for personality. And if you find a frame that's in a colour or, you know, that you really love and it works with your palette, then go for it. Maybe you like purple frames. Maybe you like green frames and there's nothing green about you, but you love the frames. But I always think if you go for something that relates to your colouring, then it's really easy to wear because you've always got those colours on you, so they always go with you. Another option, crystal frames. These are very popular these days, so these are see-through. So they are also a really great frame colour. There you go, kind of simple. You have so many options. Really, it's a matter of choosing. Often it's a matter of what you can find in a colour that works. It's also in a style you like. And you may need to travel a little bit to various optometrists to find that for you. But they are some options to consider. What I would avoid is just a black frame, or if you have cool colouring, avoid the tortoiseshells and browns because they are just going to really stand out and clash with your skin if you are cooler. Next question comes from Helen. How to enhance my multi-tonal grey, white, silver hair without having to wear only really light colours that are not practical? So when you have that kind of multi-tonal grey hair, go with all the greys. Like those greys, they are amazing for you. So try all different shades of grey, not the really dark ones, but from the medium, kind of in that medium range. Another option is often you'll find that the grey hairs sometimes have a slightly purple tinge or a slightly blue tinge. I often find these two work really well with grey hair. So have a look and notice which of those seems to set off your hair more. So I would just be looking for, you know, shades of grey. They're in that kind of medium range, not too dark, but, you know, because they'll be very practical sorts of colours, but will also make your hair look amazing. And our final question today comes from Annabelle. How to tell the difference between warm and cool, darker greens? Oh, I did actually prepare something for this, just to make life easier. So here I have two swatches. One is cool and one is warm. And what you'll see is that the cool darker greens look very blue when they're put next to the warm greens, which actually look much more yellow. So when you are looking at dark greens, you are always looking, if you've got warmer greens, to look for that yellowness. So there's often, I would say you're looking for a slight oliveness to those colours. And this is why having a swatch is so useful, because when you have it, you can actually compare and go, is it like my greens or is it not like my greens? So I just find that makes it really, really easy to choose a colour. This is why having a palette is such a brilliant tool, because it's going, you know, if I looked at my rug here, is it like these greens or is it like these greens? You go, it's like those greens, so it's cool. So that is the easiest way to tell. And this is where having your palette really makes a difference, that you can actually see quite easily that the warmer greens all have a bit more yellow in them versus the cooler greens all have a bit more blue. So it doesn't matter if they're lighter or darker. It's the same principle. You can see that I've got ranges of lighter and darker. But, you know, you can see that the cooler ones, so much more blue. The warmer ones, so much more yellow. And of course, which variation of these you want will depend on your colouring and whether you want brighter versions or more muted versions as well. But the principle remains the same. You are looking, if you're warm, yellow greens, so cool, blue greens. Hopefully that makes your life a little bit easier. And this is where, if you've got color swatch, you can just use that as your tool. It's your guide. And this is what you don't have to guess. This is why having the swatch is so great. You don't have to guess. You can just easily pop it on there. I always like, whenever I'm looking at colors, always fan it out as a whole and go, is that color like my colors or is it more different? So when I'm looking at this, I'd say, you know, it's a bit more different. It's a bit bluer than all my greens are. That makes it really, really easily. So thank you for sending me your questions. Please send me more. Imogen at insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you would like to know. And of course, if you'd like to get your colour analysis, I do that as part of my 7 Steps to Style program and also just by itself, and you can get your palette and understand all the elements that go into your colouring. So, I mean, a colour palette's so great. Helps you choose your glasses. Like, I always, when I'm going shopping for glasses, it's, you know, I take my swatch along and I take my glasses, pop it over the swatch and say, does it blend or does it stand off? And I go, oh, this blends really well. Fantastic. That's what I'm looking for. And so therefore the glasses are going to work on me. And that's one of those things when you are looking at frames in particular, it really makes it so much easier when you have the right color, because then the frame shape is actually less apparent than when the color's wrong. We really notice the frame shape. So it's really great. It's a tool that works for everything from nail polish, glasses, shoes, clothes, accessories, and people even decorate their house using their color swatch. So there are so many different ways you can use it. But it really just saves you so much time and energy and heartache. And it helps you create a curated, cohesive wardrobe that all works together. So it becomes really easy to mix and match your clothes. So if you haven't found your colors, then do find them out. You can go to any of my color, you know, personal stylists who have done color training, and they can do, you know, color analysis for you. I can do it for you. There are many options, but I do recommend it as a brilliant tool. I hope you have a lovely day and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.